Book 15, Chapter 1, Estancia San Patricio, near Clorinda, Formosa Province, Argentina, 0355 hours, 21 September 2005. Castillo had an uneasy feeling that things were going too well, too smoothly. Even the damn TVs came through, all four of them, and in working order. They were the 64-inch flat-screen LCD television monitors from the Quincho at Nuestra Pequeña Casa. He had mentioned idly to Commandante Duffy that it was a pity they wouldn't have one of them at what Edgar Delchamps had dubbed the Cathedral, as in St. Patrick's Cathedral, meaning the huge warehouse buildings at Estancia San Patricio. "They'd sure make the final briefing a lot easier," Castillo had said. "Not a problem," Duffy said. "I'll have one of them there in the morning. Maybe we should send two, to be sure." "Hell, take all of them. They're not going to do us any good here in the Quincho." "And if we're really lucky," he thought, "maybe more than one will survive getting trucked over 1,000 clicks of bumpy provincial roads." 30 minutes later, one of the seized trucks from Duffy's combination headquarters garage warehouse had arrived at Nuestra Pequeña Casa. The cargo area of the truck was half filled with mattresses. And the next day, yesterday at lunchtime, when Castillo arrived at the cathedral with Delchamps, Lester, Leverett, and Max in a confiscated Mercedes SUV, Sergeant Major Jack Davidson had all four of the screens up and running, displaying the latest satellite updates. "This is great, Jack. But now everybody knows more than they should," Castillo said. "Well, surprising me, not a little, Duffy didn't argue with me when I told him that we were in the lockdown stage of the operation and that nobody leaves the cathedral once they come in." "You're a good man, Jack. Don't pay any attention to what people are always saying about you." Commandante Liam Duffy, now wearing what was apparently the Gendarmería Nacional uniform for going to war, camouflage, shirt and trousers, sort of jump boots, and web equipment that seemed designed primarily to support many ammunition magazines, walked up to Castillo, pointed at his wristwatch, and raised his eyebrows in question. "Yeah, Liam," Castillo said. "It's about time." Duffy bellowed a name. An enormous gendarme with a sleeve full of chevrons appeared, came to attention before Duffy, and announced that he was at his orders. "Form the men," Duffy ordered loudly. The gendarme bellowed something not quite intelligible, but what apparently was the gendarme command to come to attention. All the gendarmes popped to their feet, stamped their feet in the British manner, and stood rigidly at attention. Commandante Duffy grandly gestured for Castillo to precede him to the speaker's platform, the cargo bay of yet another confiscated vehicle pressed into service. More than a few of the Americans in the room, 24 Delta Force shooters and the crews of the Hueys, obviously found this military precision amusing, perhaps even ludicrous. "Shit. The last thing I need is for the gendarmes to think the gringos are laughing at them. But it's too late now for the speech about respecting the customs of your brothers in arms." Castillo started to walk toward the pickup truck. Chief Warrant Officer Colin Leverett put his hand on Lieutenant Colonel C.G. Castillo's arm, stopping him. Leverett then screamed, or shouted, or bellowed, "On your feet, you candy asses!" This caught the attention of the Americans, but no one moved. Leverett then announced at equal volume, "I will personally castrate any one of you candy asses not standing tall by the time I get to the truck." Then, politely, he said to Castillo, "With your permission, sir," and marched erectly toward the pickup truck, loudly and rapidly repeating, "Up! Up! Up!" until he got there. By then, the Americans understood what was going on and had gotten to their feet. Leverett jumped nimbly into the bed of the pickup, popped to rigid attention, and bellowed, "Assault force! Attention!" The shooters and the flyers stood at rigid attention.
"Sir!"
Leverett bellowed as he saluted.
"Your assault force is formed!"
By then, even the assault force commander understood what was going on. Lieutenant Colonel Castillo marched across the cathedral to the truck, jumped nimbly into the cargo area, put his hands on his hips, and examined his force as if he didn't like what he saw. He turned to Leverett, who was still holding a salute.
"Very well,"
he said quite loudly.
"Carry on, Mr. Leverett."
"Yes, sir,"
Leverett bellowed, then ordered the men,
"At ease."
Leverett turned back to face Castillo. Neither the assault force nor the gendarmes could see his face, and they could not hear him as he softly said, "And to think you didn't want me to come."
"I've never thought pep talks did much good," Castillo said loudly to the assault force and gendarmes. "So I'm not going to give one. And if there's anybody out there who doesn't know what he's supposed to do and when he's supposed to do it, he's out of luck. There's no time for that now. The only things I am going to say, and I'm sure Commandante Duffy agrees with me, is that the priority of this mission, above all else, is to get our people back from these hijos de puta. And to do that, we have to follow the schedule. This is one of those situations where one man, acting a minute too soon or a minute too late, can screw up the whole operation. Don't jump the gun. That'll get people, almost certainly the people we're going after, but members of the assault team as well, killed. And when your time comes to take action, don't hesitate. Hesitation will get people killed, too. And that's all I have."
Castillo looked down at Duffy, who stood beside the truck.
"Commandante?"
Commandante Duffy put his hands on the waist of a slight man in a gendarme uniform and hoisted him into the back of the pickup. "What the hell?" The gendarmes bowed their heads, and the slight man then invoked a lengthy, somewhat flowery blessing of the deity upon the noble mission they were about to undertake. It was only after everyone raised their heads that Castillo saw the clerical collar under the slight man's camouflage shirt.